ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. Good morning, Power Hour Nation. I got one thing to do in the morning. I already
messed
it
up already.
Already messed it up. Things will go better from here, I assure you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. I'm very glad you're here. It's a feel-good broadcast. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Of course, Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Great day in America.
And wherever you are in the world, it's a great day all across the world.
Absolutely.
The guest today, my wife's favorite guest is on today.
He's one of mine, too.
Daniel Estlin.
I thought it was Laurel from Hardy, the car.
What are you talking about?
Laurel and Hardy.
See, no wonder you got me stuck. What are you talking about? Daniel Estlin's going to be here in the second hour, and Rick Kaler from Rick Satellites, of course, always exciting to talk to him for a little bit, so he'll be joining us. And we're going to do news in the short term. We'll get right to it. RNC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Republican National Convention, what went on? What were your impressions?
First thing that jumps out at me, it was way too long. I think they said it was an hour and 10 or 12 minutes.
What, his speech?
His speech.
Are you talking about the RNC total? Or just
no,
his
speech.
Yeah, that's too long.
That's way too long.
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, and but he did cover a lot of stuff. He covered the the riots, how, you know, the states have to do is ask me. It'll stop tomorrow. You know, he put everything, everything that's going on, he laid it out.
He put it on the states.
He put it right up. That's exactly what he said.
And that's constitutional.
Right, exactly.
He can't go in there and see what, you know, we always go back to the Civil Rights Act and about school busing and blacks in schools in the South in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Went from Truman, Eisenhower got involved, and then Kennedy got involved with having federal troops, having people go to school.
Right.
That was completely unconstitutional.
Completely.
The governor didn't want them there.
They didn't want them there, and he had every right to say no.
Well, I don't know if he had a right. That's a different question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he did have a right to say no. Because if you're going to argue, it needs to be argued constitutionally.
Right.
Unconstitutional is we don't agree with what you're doing. We're going to force you to do it by federal means.
Right.
That's unconstitutional. The what he's saying now, at least, is constitutional.
Right.
We're rioting in these. You need federal help. You just holler and you'll have help and it'll stop.
You know, he said these cities, you know, that are rioting are a disgrace, and I can stop it at any minute. All that you have to do is I'm at the phone 24 hours a day. Just give me a call, and I'll send the troops in, and then we'll shut it completely down. So I'm waiting for your call.
Well, that's a little ominous having troops. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it. Why do they need? Why can't the National Guard or what the local guard? Why can't the local militia should handle?
Should handle it. Yeah. Well,
that's what that 17-year-old kid
was supposedly doing. Now he's getting charged to the max.
Well, this is going to end up anyway. Let's go. Keep going over RNC before we get into that story.
All right.
Any other impressions?
Yeah, he trashed Biden 41 times.
He mentioned his name 41 times.
His name 41 times, and just went down a litany of lists that over the 47 years that he was in Congress and in the White House, all the stuff that he had done, all the jobs that he shipped overseas, all the blacks that he locked up 3-1.
Well, Kamala Harris too.
Yeah,
in California, she withheld evidence in a Capitol.
Yeah,
that to me,
boy,
that is a Capitol crime. A Capitol crime is you withhold evidence as a DA in a capital crime, then that's a capital crime.
To me. They had exculpatory evidence that guy didn't do it, and she
withheld it.
Yeah, withheld it. She needs to go to jail immediately. Do not collect.
These people are just
scum.
I watched the second half of that Plandemic 2 video, Judy Mikovits, and why can't I think of that guy's name? I don't know. The guy who did it, but Judy Mikovits was a star of the first one. She's talked about quite a bit in this one, but not star, but the guy who did it, he did a great job. The first 30, 40 minutes. I like better the first half than the second half. The second half, but it gets into Bill Gates.
Okay.
And kind of just excoriates Bill Gates.
the stuff is coming
these
out.
People,
it's wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, these people deserve zero of your honor, respect, or legitimacy. They deserve 0% of your legitimacy. Somebody like Bill Gates, somebody like Kamala Harris. she withheld evidence that somebody was innocent. They were going to execute this person.
Yes.
And he was black.
Yep.
A black man that they were going to execute. She, as the DA, had evidence that he did not do it. She withheld it.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are the biggest scumbags on the face of the planet.
On the face of the earth. And sooner we're rid of them, the better.
And well, go back to Gandhi.
Yeah.
The only way 100,000 British can rule 350 million Indians is if they allow it.
If they allow it, absolutely.
The only way we allow them legitimacy.
Yeah.
They are illegitimate. They are liars. This is the most important thing. If the truth is the most important thing, then you got to know what's not the truth.
Yeah.
So the most important thing in this whole show is to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flip side of that is to know this is not the truth.
They are not
the truth. They are manipulators. They are liars. They are slanderers. They are accusers, like Satan, the great accuser.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue on with the RNC.
And like I said, it went too long. I was starting to squirm by 45 minutes. I'm going, this is a little bit.
It should be a 40
long.
Minute.
Yeah, exactly.
40 minute. Exactly. Anyway,
but he did a great job. He did a great job. And then, afterwards, I love the scenery that they put behind him. He must have had 50 American flags. That was the perfect setup. And then him walking down that step with his wife, that was a great setup.
Did they say the Pledge of Allegiance with God in it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He even mentioned that. He said, they've taken it out twice, the DNC in there, and we're not going to take it out here. And then even if you didn't like the whole show, the fireworks were worth the watch. Yes,
the
fireworks were extraordinary. And then after that, the fireworks were over. Some guy sings Nessun Dorma.
Oh wow!
Oh yes, I don't know the guy's opera. He does like about six arias.
Wow.
Oh, that was excellent. That was beautiful.
Maybe we can get Nessun Dorma to play. I love Nessun
Dorma. Oh gosh.
Any other impressions real quick? Because we got some important news.
No. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole thing. Now a little long.
My aunt called me this morning.
Yeah.
She's first question. Hey, how you doing? Aunt.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. First thing, did you see the convention?
Yeah.
She was fired up. I mean, she's so sick.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she's so sick.
Yeah, I love
of the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a good indicator of, kind of a litmus test of America. And she agreed with me. There is no way Trump is not 70%.
No, 80%.
If you took 100 Americans from across the country and you held a gun to their head and said, who would you vote for, Trump or Biden? 70 plus of the 100 are going to say Trump. I completely believe that.
And that's before he sends all those commercials out with the people rioting, showing the people rioting and stuff like that.
Well, he presented an image. That's what my aunt said. There's a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want this going on in your cities?
He sure
or
did.
Do you want, the chance to live your life in peace and what have you?
That's exactly what he did.
Then other people say, well, you're going to force this. Going to be the law and order president may turn into the, Now what?
I don't think so.
You don't think what?
He's going to turn into some demon.
Well, good. We're already talking about control. We already got talking about control with the money, the vaccines. I mean, it's just hanging out there.
I ain't worried about it. More worried about Biden.
The biggest story. Well, really, these people, we should be worried about ourselves.
No, I know.
What are we going to do?
We're waking up.
This is the biggest story of the day. The biggest story of the day, I kind of put two of them together. Brett sent me a text on this one story, but this is all over the news. Powell in various forms. Powell, the head of the Fed.
Oh, okay.
Powell announces new Fed approach to inflation that could keep rates lower for longer. Okay, you read that thing. Oh, that's very benign. This is a soft peddling of what they're telling you. We've been talking about this for years. We've had all kind of guests come on, discuss this moment in time. Push will come to shove. And there will be a moment, will the Fed decide, are we going to just print to infinity, or are we going to raise rates and take our medicine now? We've talked about this. Joyce, probably 20 years she's been talking about this. We talk about this with guests. There would come that time, the fork in the road, the rubber meets the road, the time comes. Which will the Fed do? And we have said for years, we have predicted, we have thought very strongly, I have said very strongly, the Fed will decide to press the print button. They will not back off it. They will press the print button. They will never back off it. I don't care what they said. Anything to the contrary is a lie. They are going to press the print button, and they will never stop until the horse dies in the desert.
I agree 100%. They can't.
This is what he is saying, and this is what this article is saying.
Okay.
And it's all over. But they're saying it in a very subtle way. The Federal Reserve announced a major policy shift, saying that it is willing to allow inflation to run hotter than normal in order to support the labor market and broader economy. In a move that Chairman Jerome Powell called a robust updating of Fed policy, the central bank formally agreed to a policy of, quote, average inflation targeting, AIT. You start to hear that word, average inflation targeting. That means it will allow inflation to run moderately above the Fed's 2% goal for some time following periods when it's run below that objective. Again, let me translate what he's saying. We just lost 50 million jobs. What are they going to do? What can they do? All they can do is turn on the printing press, give it to the banks, give it to certain things, and hope something comes of it. That is it.
That's it.
When velocity of money starts to hit Main Street and starts to hit your pocket, then a gallon of milk is going to cost $6. It may cost that now. I don't even know. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't even know what, or, you know, whatever. You get my point. It'll cost $6, then $8, and $10.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we've talked about for decades. At the moment in time, which will the Fed do? We have told you, we have guest after guest after guest, Dan Olson talking about, what will they do? They will punt. They will print. They will never stop. And they will ride the horse till it dies. Guaranteed.
And that's why Trump's there, to bring in the new dollar.
So something new is going to have to come out of this.
It has to.
So what he's saying on this average inflation targeting is, well, we want to maintain an inflation rate of about 1.5 to 2%. That's what they said for years. We want inflation. That in and of itself should scare you. And you wonder why elderly people who have saved all their lives can't pay for the groceries now and their medical bills. Because, you know, 2% a year after 10 years, you know, it's 20-something percent.
Yep.
You know, you start adding up. And they're just living off savings and they're living off a set income. Anyway, what he's saying now is we don't care about that number. When we have periods like we just went through, we're fine if it goes over 2%. What he's not telling, we're fine if it goes to 5%.
Yeah.
We're fine if a gallon of milk costs $12.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he's telling you.
Yeah, they're leaving out a big portion of it.
Or that's what he's telling you, but not telling you.
Exactly. So
this is massive, massive, massive news. We have talked about this for decades. Now we are here and the Fed came out. This isn't conjecture.
That's not Charlie down the road yelling out, hey, Dan, you heard what the Fed said?
Yeah. This is right out of his mouth what they're going to do. The changes were codified in a policy blueprint called the, quote, Statement on Longer Run Goals and Monetary Policy Strategy. As a practical matter, the move means the Fed will be less inclined to hike interest rates when the unemployment rate falls. Let me be clear. Let me translate this for you. The Fed will never raise interest rates for quite a while. Maybe at the very end when they're desperate, when it's just the desperation is beyond measure. Maybe. For this foreseeable future, inflation is in your future. They are Katie bar the door. A new system is coming.
It's
because
coming.
This one is dead.
Yep.
It is dead. And we told you this for a decade. The Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, is telling you this yesterday.
Yep.
It is dead. We are not stop. We will print infinitum, whatever that word is. We will go all the way, and we will ride this VW to the tires fall
That's
off
right.
and the engine stops.
And the engine stops, yep. Until it can't go no more. And then they're going to switch over to a new system.
The speech Powell delivered was at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They go to nice places, don't they? Signaled a shift away from the old thinking. The policy making Federal Open Market Committee approved the changes unanimously. Oh, you bet you're sweet.
Of course, anybody who doesn't go along with that is not waking up the next morning.
Well, they don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah. Many find it counterintuitive that the Fed would want to push up inflation, Powell said. However, inflation that is persistently too low can pose serious risks to the economy. I mean, can I even read this with a straight face? All right, let me get to the next story that kind of goes with it.
All right.
Bonds are the canary in the coal mine. I've had very smart people. I'm not an expert in bonds, but very smart people who I trust have told me that.
They're junk.
Over and over. Well, the bond market is the canary in the coal mine.
Right.
To, you know, you talk about, well, it's crashing, it's collapsing, it's whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it's breaking right before your eyes and you don't even know it. And it is every little trick in the book they can do just to keep things halfway together.
Yeah.
That's my belief 1000%. This, the bond market, this is kind of it talks about gold and silver, but I want you to think about this. Listen to this. This is from SRS Rocco Report. Other people, nobody's put together kind of this, correlated together, but these are all facts you can find anywhere. At some point, Americans are going to have to wake up. With a Fed funds rate set at 0.25, Americans can no longer earn any interest with their money in the bank. I just checked the average interest rates paid on a five-year CD. It's a whopping 0.36, 5 years. You hold your money 5 years, they'll give you 0.36% a year. What did Powell just tell you the minimum Fed inflation rate is going to be off their calculations? He just told you that at minimum, their calculations, their way of figuring inflation is going to be 2% a year.
Yeah.
They just told you that.
One and
right?
a half, too.
You can go loan money, go get a CD, go get a bond. They'll pay you 0.36. You just lost money.
You just lost it?
You think, oh, look, I'm making a little money. You ain't making nothing. They are taking it from your back pocket because that milk's going to cost $6 and $7 a gallon.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. While a money market account pays a hefty 0.11, a money market account, 0.11%, 0.11%, 0.11%. Talk about what a losing game that is when the real inflation is running at 7 to 13% per year. Have you gone to the grocery store? Have you ate out lately? Ladies and gentlemen, took our whole family out. We went to a big celebration here recently. I got the bill. I said, well, this is a mistake.
Nope, wasn't a mistake.
No, it wasn't. So if money, or let's correctly use the term currency, is losing proposition, then why aren't more Americans acquiring precious metals? So that's what we're talking about. The bond market. At what point, anybody with any sense, anybody with any awareness of this, say, why in the hell am I buying a CD? Am I buying a bond? Am I investing in any of this?
The only thing I'd be investing in is gold and silver.
And cryptos. It's not advice.
That's not advice.
We got a caller. We got Brian in New York. Brian in New York, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, young man? Do we have him? Todd, do we have him?
Hello?
Brian, you there? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we don't got you, apparently. Call back after the break and we'll get your, what do you have to say? Let's go over those. This is Matt. I can't even tell you how big of news those two stories are.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way for me to, I do not have the ability to accurately convey to you how big I think those two stories are.
I agree.
Your life as you know it, the Fed is telling you everything that this show and many others have told you for decades. And we were made fun of for saying that's not legitimate talk. That's illegit. What are you, stupid? What are you wearing a tinfoil hat? They just told you you were exactly right all along.
Yeah, what are you, Chicken Little?
You going to believe us now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener? They are going to press the print button.
Mm-hmm.
They will not stop till the damn car is dead on the side of the road.
Yep. If you don't have your investment in your hands, you ain't got it.
People are going to realize, stuff's going to start going up. There'll be deflation is right now. People say, well, there'll be deflation. Deflation is right now. Right now is deflation. People are going to realize this. I mean, some things may go down a little bit, but for the most part, supply chains are going to break down. That means food's going to cost more. That means, you want a piece of wood to build a porch. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything.
Get it now.
Well, that's what people are going to realize. Well, I better spend it now. I better spend it now.
Yeah, better
spend it now. If you want it, you better think about getting it now.
Yeah, food.
That's what I would say. It's not investment advice. This is just, I would take these stories. Japanese Prime Minister Abe says he's resigning over resurfacing of chronic illness. Medical examiner. this is about George Floyd. George Floyd apparently didn't die of somebody on his head.
No, he had fentanyl of
had
lace.
Fatal level of fentanyl in his system, but the medical examiner is not saying that killed him. Probably he had a high level fentanyl in him being in that position.
Yes,
the two of them it contributed. Nobody should have their neck on.
Was disgusting.
But there was extenuating circumstances.
I agree.
NFL legend Brian Urlacher mocks the NBA for boycotting over sex offender supports Kyle Rittenhouse. The NBA quit playing basketball 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're not doing the playoffs. Most of America, I think, didn't even care.
I don't care.
I talked to my friends at the post office when I went there.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't care at all. I don't care if they ever bounce.
I don't care if they do either.
Okay. I mean, there's a big part of America. That's the way they think. Now, should this guy Jacob Blake, he had a felony warrant for him. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying what the police did was correct. You know how I feel about police. They're being militarized. Hey, let's go back to Barney Fife and Andy Griffith. That's what we need to do. That kind of attitude where a connection with the community. They see the Americans as their occupying army and all too much. So, having said that, he had a felony warrant against him. He had a weapon in his car.
Yes.
This is not the mountain you want to die on.
Nope.
You know, there's a lot of other situations that you could probably get involved in.
Yep.
There's white children killed by police or white people killed by police.
Yeah.
Where this much more egregious. Dogs killed by a creep. You know, talk about that.
Yeah. Anyway. They screwed the pooch on that one.
Brian Urlacher. What in the world are you doing? He agrees. Stay tuned. Rick Kaler on the other side. Maybe we can get Brian on the phone.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I love that bass line. This puts a smile on my face. I mean, things that put a smile on your face, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you have them in your life. And if you don't, haven't smiled in a while, find things that do make you smile and get them in your life. Joy, happiness, vitality. You know, life is not depressing. Life is exciting and invigorating. And the animating contest of liberty is what we're involved in. Very important. Speaking of contest of liberty, Judy Mikovits. Now, we put her interview on our YouTube channel. We had it in two parts. The first part, I don't know which is first, second, but one of the parts, she talked a lot about WHO policies, about Fauci, what have you. The other part, she talked about her experiences. The one where we talked about the WHO, they took down. And they said almost verbatim, their words were, our community does not accept videos which go against WHO guidelines. So now the WHO is directing free speech in America. And then YouTube is controlling YouTube. The WHO, the head of WHO, who came out of Ethiopia, who was part of a Marxist organization, I don't know, heavily connected to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, heavily connected to the Clinton Foundation. He's the head of the WHO. China wanted him in there also and supported him. So China, Bill and Melinda Gates, and Clinton's boy in the WHO is now directing whether you can see a video from Judy Mikovits. We've gotten tons of calls, and unfortunately, Joe, we don't have these videos. Plandemicseries.com, you can go. Plaguethebook.com, you can get her book. Those are the places you can get it. We don't, you know, we can show you on our website the interviews and things, but Catherine wanted me to tell you all these things. Jay wants me to say thank you to everybody who's praying for her. It's really helping, and she's doing better, and hopefully probably next week she'll be back at it, and maybe even today, I don't know, but it depends on how she feels. She's doing much better. So this is, thank you so much for the prayer. She wanted me to thank you. Different products, a few products to go over. This is the Healthy Balance. I love Mother Earth Minerals. I love Mother Earth Minerals. This is a combination of them all. I don't like it when you got 10 separate ones and then you got to take a little bit of each one. This is all balanced together. You can take it in one shot. And so I really love the ionic minerals. They're really good. They go in your body, absorb right in your bloodstream. That's one of the reasons I like Heart Drops, because it goes right in your bloodstream and works really good. The Heart Drops, especially with the CardioCom, I start to feel a big difference breathing deeper. It's like certain things are happening. It's hard to describe. unless you've experienced it, I don't know if you can understand what we're saying here, but it is fantastic. So the heart drops are the most profound product we've ever sold. Of course, the Power Silver, I don't know why anybody would want Nano Silver at all, especially the greatest delivery system we've seen, Power Silver. The Power Silver at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. It doesn't do anything. Why would you ever want this? I don't know. I wouldn't even buy it. That's all I say. I personally put a few, I'll show you exactly how I do it. This is me as a maintenance dose. I just put a little bit under my tongue and just have it sit there a little bit and it absorbs right in. And it goes right in my blood. I know it's working in the delivery system. As the interview said, it works a different way at the cellular level and the way it goes through your system and then reacts and protects the cells has been scientifically proven, and there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. That's why the parts per billion are much lower than the parts per million for others. You don't have a lot of silver in here. There is nothing like this. Nothing like this. It is the best. And thepowermall.com, thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations. Of course, all the North American Urban Spice products, Bone Active, Black Seed. People are not, I think they're sleeping on Black Seed oil, how great it is. Purely C, Oreganol, Bone Active, Oregadent, Collagen, the like, Smooth Oregano Cold Storm from Strauss. Of course, the CardioCalm, Kidney Support, and the Heart Drops. Prostate is going to be available, maybe available today, I'm not sure, but it's certainly going to be available. If you're listening to shortwave on delay on Monday, certainly by then, it'll be available. So basically, the prostate formula is available, and we talked about that, and we'll talk about it some more. Iron Earth, remineralize your soil. It's one of those things you have to have for the future to store. You want to store certain things. You want to store seeds. We better store Iron Earth so you can help your seeds grow and get real nutrition out of it. All these things are so important. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers, your purchases, your donations, and you're welcome for what we do. Independent thought, independent media is here because of you. And our next guest, a longtime favorite of the Power Hour, a longtime friend, and we appreciate his perspective, his courageousness, his innovativeness, and we just love him. From Rick Satellites, Rick Kaler. Rick, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Wow, what an introduction. Hello, Daniel. Hi, Kat. Hi, Jay. Hope you're back at thepowermall.com soon. Special howdy to all those wonderful listeners of The Real Power Hour here at powerhournation.com. And it's another great day to be alive on this wonderful Feel Good Friday where the truth will set you free. And God bless you, Daniel. God bless the Power Hour. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you for having me, Daniel.
Wow.
Thank you for having me. I'm all juiced up, and I'm inspired. The RNC convention, I finally had something good to watch on TV for these past four nights. I was pretty enthused. I enjoyed so many great speakers again and again. But, of course, now we've got you to tune into to help us gain our proper perspective on all of this. So thank you. Once again, thank you for having us on and sharing us with your wonderful listeners.
Now, you used to say the Real Power Hour show, because I was alluding to that other counterfeit show that they tried to pull. That show died. I don't know if you heard. That show quit because nobody supported it. I don't know if you heard that.
I did not know that for a fact, so that's a good thing to know. So
as far as I know,
the Real Power Hour. Yeah, the one and only Power Hour. This is the show to be on. It's so great to hear Joyce doing those commercials before we come on, too. It just takes me right back to, like, she's just right here with us.
I love that.
It's courageous, of you to do that. That's great.
Well, geez, I always wanted to do that, and I actually probably should do some with my own voice, just so, you know, people, we're not. But we wanted to do this with GCN. GCN wouldn't let us. They wouldn't let us even play a replay of Joyce, just so you know. I mean, that seems wrong to me. Oh, well, I mean, I'm not going to get into there. Listen, we want to have peace with people. Absolutely. Of course we love Joyce. I mean, we're standing on her shoulders. I mean, I am. And I love to hear her voice. So one of the big parts of what we've done is Satellite, RicksSatelliteUSA.com, Ricks, plural, RicksSatelliteUSA.com is your website. You've been a big part of what we're doing and what we have done, what Joyce did. Tell us a little bit about your operation, what your business is, and the whole deal.
Well, we appreciate that. Joyce was kind enough to take us under her wing, and you doing the same thing, is we've got a satellite system with no monthly fees and no contracts to sign. So once you buy it, you own it, and it's yours. A satellite dish measures about 33 inches, and you mount it outside. You have to have a clear view to the south, and you aim it at this one particular satellite known as Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west longitude. And on this system, you can pick up around over 125 TV stations and over 45 radio stations. And the most important thing on it is the Global Star Radio Network, Todd Waits Network, and he carries your show live and over the course of a day, two complete replays, earlier in the early a.m., and then again, I believe it's at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, and then, of course, the 2 hours live. So we think it's really a good system where you can pick up not only your shows, but other shows on the Global Star Network, Good Day with Doug Steffen, USA Prepares, Vince Finelli, The Hagman Report. Some of our customers enjoy listening to Jeff Rentz, Home Talk with Michael King, The Armchair Survivalist with Kurt Wilson. So those are all on Todd Waits Global Star Network that carries you and I believe helps produce your shows as well. There's also some other Patriot stations there, the Republic Broadcasting Network, America's Voice Radio. They have John Moore, Chris Hinckley, Michael Rivero, Don Campbell, Richard Carey, Mike Hoover, Francis Steffen, Doc Green, just some of the names on some of these other Patriot radio networks. And there's quite a few other radio stations as well. There's some foreign stations from around the world. And then there's a button on the remote where you can switch from TV to radio. I'm sorry, from radio over to the TV side. And there's about 125 TV stations. There's a couple of world news channels, even though they're from countries that are different, to deal with Russia Today and Press TV. They are entirely in English, and it is interesting to tune into them to hear their perspective and their agenda, as well as gathering the news from you and the other Patriot radio stations. And then there's some real good Christian and religious TV stations. One of Joyce's favorite was the 3ABN network, and they also have Amazing Facts, Amazing Discoveries, Daystar, Trinity Broadcasting, Jimmy Swaggart, Church Channel. There's a good children's channel there where you don't have to worry about the kids watching TV channel. You don't have to worry about the next commercial coming up or what's going to be said or shown if you turn on a TV on one of the regular networks. So it's a real good children's channel. We like that. Recently, there's a new movie channel. So some of your listeners with the systems might end up giving me a call. There's a movie channel, commercial-free, and it's called Pazza TV, P-O-S-I, and they only play clean, good-hearted movies. So once again,
like what? Like give us an example. That's very intriguing. Give us an example of some of the movies.
It's a new station now. They're not playing a whole lot of different movies, so I'm not sure how big their library is. As I tune into it, I'm seeing some replays during the week, but one of them, they're actually playing like Black Beauty. An animal movie called Man's Best Friends. So they've got a variety of all sorts of different shows, but they're all clean content. They're not a real heavy religion push. Let's see, some of the others. Let's see, they're bringing up Bobby, Yellow Day, Escape from Hell, Walt Before Mickey, A Horse Called Hope, A Doggone Adventure. So another animal movie.
What about Old Yeller? Are they going to play Old Yeller? I want to hear. I want to see Old Yeller.
It could be. I don't remember seeing it initially in their schedule lineup. I'll take a look real quick. Red Dog, True Blue, Miracle Maker. So we've been hoping to have a good TV channel.
It's movies you can actually watch, let your children watch, and you don't have to be sitting there in the room with the remote control.
Yeah, nothing like that's currently being made coming out of Hollywood in the past 15, 20 years, you know. These might be by some of these other producers, but they're actually clean movies where you don't have to worry about having your senses insulted by what they're going to say, what agenda they're pushing, or what they're going to put on the screen next. So we're pleased with that.
What I've noticed, especially Netflix, a lot of these shows, and they're very interesting concepts. Okay, I said this on the radio, I don't know, a year ago, whatever. There's one show that comes to mind. It was called Blown Away, and it was about glass blowing. so interesting. You know, and it was a competition, and you had a bunch of different glass blowers, and they were blowing that. You're thinking, oh, wow, this is awesome. This is great. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. We can just let my children watch this. This is so cool.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's not a – you think it's a show about glass.
I was afraid of what happened next.
Yeah. You think it's a show about glass blowing. It's not about glass. Glass blowing is just the media of it. The show is about social justice and about ending husbands and ending fathers and having children. So all the tasks and the little things that the people built were all these social justice little things, all these messages about the earth and about how people can have, guys can have babies now, and we don't need the two sexes to have babies. And I'm just like, this is how it happens. You think the show is about glass blowing, but it's not. The show's about social justice and engineering your mind to think a certain way. It really is. It's crazy. Anyway, I just had to interject that.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to have been blessed with a father and a mother who cared and raised three boys and oversaw and pushed and directed and tried to teach, you know, my whole life of growing up. And I didn't know how good I had it until I grew up and left home, and then I saw so many families and other kids coming from broken homes, didn't have a father in the home, and it's just changing the whole fabric of the country. We need mothers and fathers doing the right thing, men married to women and raising a family, and having both parent figures to help raise them. I was really lucky to have that.
Yes. God bless your family, and we need more. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you and your family, your husband, wife, husband, whatever, and your children, I can't stress how important enough just what you do for them and your influence on them and how you try to teach the truth and try to teach good principles. You could do, what else could you do to be more important in this world? I don't know. You'd be hard pressed to find it. One of the shows, Adventures in Babysitting, which used to, I don't know, 30 years ago or 20 years ago, I don't know. These were kids' books that people read. Well, they got the series now on TV. So you think, oh, this will be great. So I literally watched this show for 4 minutes. 4 minutes I watched this show. I'm sitting there with my children, and they're just going to school and something. Everything's fine. They're, okay, this is great. And all of a sudden, the school is run by a homosexual couple, and they're on there holding hands and everything, talking about, oh, hi, honey, da, 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 you know, like, I watched this show 4 minutes, and they're already trying to push homosexual normativity in culture and on these children. And my children, they don't even know about any of this stuff. I don't want them to know any of this stuff. Why do I want a six-year-old to know any of this stuff? So you want to call me homophobic? Well, I don't care what you call me. I don't want my children to watch this crap. I don't want it even in their minds. They're too young. So anyway, that's just to back up again what you say. How important this
is. Well, I agree with you 100%. Seems like it's a method of brainwashing. That's why we feel that the system's got merit. We've got a lot of folks that have had the system for, you know, over 15 years. Some of them will tell me, well, we haven't had it. Customers will tell me, we haven't had a TV in our house for 15 years. And you do have to hook this system up to a television set. And you might actually find out, even if you've given up TV for all the reasons we've just been talking about, there are some TV channels here that you might actually find that you like. But a lot of the folks will put it on the radio station, and like we used to say with Joyce, we'll put it on the Power Hour and break off the knob, even though it doesn't have a knob. But there's content that you can listen to. It's where I can gather a lot of good information to help me listen to what I want to unfiltered and then make up my own mind as to what is right and what is wrong, not with what the other side of the media is pushing again and again relentlessly.
Well, it's amazing what you've done. Tell us a little bit about some of the giveaways. I know recently we have a guy, you don't have to give people's name, but just every once in a while you've been so gracious to give away a system that's just very nice. Why don't you tell a little bit about that?
You know, over the years with Joyce, I think we did over 125 systems that were... We donated, listeners would get get excited, and they would donate funds, and Joyce would donate funds, and we've given a lot of systems away. Last time we were on with you, the equipment ended up going to good buddy James. He's probably listening now as well.
Hi, James.
He's a loyal Power Hour listener and a good patriot out there pushing. He's trying to get others to listen to the shows as well. So we appreciate all of those that have got the systems, and we've had some great moments in radio history. We think it's really great. And we've been blessed by the Lord to have the opportunity to do some of these things and know people like you and Joyce and some of the others. We miss old Dr. Stan Monteith. He was a fun one. We used to go on the air with as well.
What do you remember about Stan? I mean, so many people love Stan. What are some of the things you remember about him?
One of the things was his voice. You know, you've got a great radio voice, too. Stan would come on, and he'd be so calm and collected, and then he'd have me on, and I'd always try to come up with some silly joke with Joyce, and I remember trying to pull a joke on Stan's show, and I could not ever get a laugh out of that guy. He had a great sense of humor, but boy, I could never get him to joke on the air. I'd lay my best joke on him, then he'd just continue on with Dr. Stan and continue on with the story. But he was such a wealth of information. It was great, and we like what you do because you're on the pulse of what's happening now and today. And it's important to have sources to be able to get this unfiltered information. Like you're giving us. So thank you for that. And for your listeners, once again, the system is a way. You wouldn't necessarily have to be tied to the Internet. I don't know how some of you are listening now. The Internet's a great way. If you've got access to a good Internet connection, some people listen on the phone. With the satellite, some people are picking up even listening on AM radio here up in Liberty, Missouri on 1140 AM. KCLR. I've got a listener that told me he was going to tune in there today to try to hear the show. And of course, we're grateful for Harry at WWCR for doing rebroadcasting as well. And he picks the show up off of the satellite system as well. So we've got this complete system together for a total of $229, including shipping.
People need to understand how, you know, you kind of just alluded to it, but the way the show goes, and it goes from Todd from Global Star, the satellite, the different connections to the Galaxy 19, and then the shortwave picks it up, and then other radios. This is all intertwined. Your piece of this is integral to this chain of information of how we get this out, and a little different than a lot of radio shows out there. We're, you know, I can't go on Salem Media, Salem Radio, and say the things I say. I can't, you know, I couldn't be on those networks and say, so this has, it's independent. People, they got to understand this. This is independent. You're paying for it so that we can do it like this, so that I can read a story about like Jerome Powell this morning from the Fed, and I can tell you exactly what I think. I might be wrong, but at least I'm telling you my, you know, what I can tell to the best of my ability, my opinion about the thing. I'm not getting a script from the CIA in the morning or what have you. This is vital. And so what Rick does, Rick's Satellite USA, and being able to bring these independent, you know, he mentioned that movie channel. It's a new movie channel. If you support that POSI movie channel that he mentioned, I bet you they will have Old Yeller. I bet you they will have John Wayne, you know, movies. The Searchers are on there or something like that, or other classic movies or even other new movies that are good. We need your support. We, you know, people are under the illusion, you know, like PBS, you know, you get taxpayers' money or what have you. We are funded by you. We are here because you believe in us and you support us. Nobody else in the world supports us. All the governments, all the NEA, the National Endowments of the Arts, all the, and Rick and what Rick does. Rick, an entrepreneur, putting this together and calling all these stations, getting everything together. He put all this. It doesn't exist unless you support him. We don't have the taxpayers and the corporations that we can back up on. It's you. And so Rick needs your support, as always. You need to support Rick, and Rick deserves your support. I think that's the most important part of this.
That's good for you to say all that, but listeners, we need to support Daniel. We need to support the Power Hour. We need the Power Hour Nation. We need to support thepowermall.com. I'm doing a little part. I'm behind the front line. Daniel, you're there on the front line, spreading the news, giving us your thoughts and information on a daily basis. That's important. We're thrilled that you think of us that way. We're trying to provide another way for people to be able to gather news and important information like you give out without necessarily being tied to the internet or to a phone. The satellite receiver is what we call TVRO, TV and radio reception only. It is not connected to the internet. It's not connected to a phone line. Big Brother and nobody else can jump in or tap in and know what you're watching or listening to. Most of your pay TV services, DirecTV, DishNet, and cable, they all want it hooked up to a phone line. They can call and talk to that receiver without you ever even knowing it and know every channel and every program that you watched and tuned into. So with
not to mention listening to you. Not to mention the listening to what's going on in your house. Let's not even talk about that. That's another story.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, go ahead.
That is another thing. So, but a little bit about the system. You will not get any of your local TV stations, so you're not going to miss anything there anyhow, except for maybe local news that I'll turn on for weather. Besides weather, I don't get much good out of my local networks here on.
But you can get rabbit ears. You can get like a HD rabbit ears. We got about
Absolutely.
A minute. Rick. I wanted to interrupt you there. Give
sure.
us or less. There's the music. Give us your phone number quickly.
816-228-1801. 816-228-1801. RickSatelliteUSA.com. Support the Power Hour. Thank you, Daniel. We love you all out there in Power Hour Nation land.
God bless you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Esselin on the other side.
It replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.